content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hi, this is Steve Lord from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading to you the Raleigh VIP newsletter for the months of January and February 2020. The Visually Impaired Program Newsletter, provided by the City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their offices are at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Office phone number is 919-996-2147. Office email is sris@raleighnc.gov. The Visually Impaired Program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments, unless otherwise noted. Some program information. Registration numbers for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether minimum registration numbers have been met. Some specific programs may have earlier registration deadlines based on a specific program. Please listen carefully to the program description. Minimum registration numbers will vary by program. Single-rate program fees will be advertised for all programs. Please refer to the description regarding the type of transportation included for the specific program. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete prior to event participation. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when they return the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies will be listed at the end of this newsletter. Now here are the ongoing activities for the months of January and February 2020. On Mondays, darts at the 5 Point Center for Active Adults. The program runs on January 6th, 13th, and 27th, and on February 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th. In all cases, the time is from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for January is $12. Registration for February is $16. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Registration closes 1 week prior to the first date of monthly program. Meet at the 5 Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Wednesdays, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. The program runs in January on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, and in February on the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. In all cases, the program runs from 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for January is $4, for February $4 also. Each game costs $1, up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available, though. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Registration closes 1 week prior to first date of monthly program. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Also on Wednesdays, bingo at the Chavez Community Center. In January, it's the 22nd. In February, it's the 26th. Both cases run 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Registration is $4 for January, $4 for February. This program is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program, though. Pre-registration is preferred. Meet at the Chavez Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard. door-to-door transportation home is available. On Thursdays, Trivia Night at Buffalo Brothers. In January, it's the 16th. In February, the 20th. The program runs from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration for January is $4, for February, $4 also. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Registration closes 1 week prior to the first date of monthly program. Meet at Buffalo Brothers Lanes, 3111 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Fridays, the Audiobook Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind. If you are interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are some additional one-off activities. On Tuesday, January 7th, Carolina Hurricanes hockey game. This event runs from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Registration is $80. Join us and our other SRIS social clubs as we cheer on our Carolina Hurricanes. We will grab a bite to eat at the PNC Arena before our 7 p.m. game. Please bring money for dinner and any souvenirs you wish to purchase. Our friends from other SRIS social clubs will join us. One-on-one assistance is not provided. We will meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 6 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Saturday, January 11th, the Chinese Lantern Festival, 6:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. Registration is $30. Join us and our other SRIS social clubs as we travel to the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary, North Carolina, to check out the gorgeous Chinese lanterns. Please bring dollars for any concessions you would like to purchase. Remember to dress for the weather and wear comfortable walking shoes. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 6:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Sunday, January 12th, it's dinner and a movie from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is only $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at Briar Creek. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current features of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is available. On Wednesday, January 29th, there's a planning meeting from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration is free. Bring your imagination, your ideas, and yourself, and join us for the first planning meeting session of 2020. We'll have pizza, snacks, and drinks, and plan the next upcoming months of great, fun social club events. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2401 Wade Avenue, at 6 p.m. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Now in February, on Thursday, February 12th, the North Carolina State Women's Basketball Game, 6:30 p.m. until 10 p.m., registration is $20. Join us and our other SRIS social clubs for an action-packed evening as we go to Reynolds Coliseum to see the Wolfpack take on Louisville. Please bring money for any food or souvenirs you wish to purchase. Meet at the JC Community Center at 6:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Saturday and Sunday, February 22nd and 23rd, it's Charlotte Hornets weekend. Registration is $200. Join us and our other SRIS social clubs as we travel to Charlotte, North Carolina to watch our home team, the Charlotte Hornets, take on the Brooklyn Nets. This is an overnight trip. with additional registration requirements. Please call 919-996-2147 for more information. If you have any questions or concerns about any of these programs, please call our office at 919-996-2147 before you register. Now, here are the program policies. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals ages 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance with a final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless you don't have one, to staff, participants, and so on. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, when and how to expect your payment, and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date, so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations and withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy, which will be noted in a few moments. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless otherwise noted in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to four participant ratio unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and up or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office, except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seatbelts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. And only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund or credit or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer of fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, here's the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks Recreation and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services, programs, or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the Director of the Raleigh Parks Recreation and Cultural Resources Department or the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to the January and February 2020 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you find it useful. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call our office at 919-832-5138.